everybody knows all of the same things, and that is proven mathematically, and it's all a matter of reflexes as to who can respond the fastest. And it's like, that's never been the definition of a game show. What are you talking about? Anyway. Welcome to Sit Sock, everybody. My name is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
And today we're going to be doing a very special game that we love very much, and only Kyle does, because none of the rest of us are smart enough to do it. And it's called, Is This This or That?
It's some variation of that.
Kyle, take it away.
All right, so this game is a game that we started off, I think, with the idea of D&D names and venereal diseases, which was something that wasn't our own idea, but it was really fun to try to guess. And then we moved on to like Star Trek planets or real life metal names, like metals, like alloys and stuff.
Yeah.
Then one time we did IKEA furniture
or it's like Greek gods, or it's like Greek pantheon,
Norse gods.
Yeah.
Super. what are they? We did one more too that I can't remember, but. Today we're going to do a new one, and this one is a little bit off. I think I was gonna do one for plots of Fast and the Furious movies or made up stuff. Did we actually do that one?
I don't think we ever did.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but that's a good one for next time. Yeah. I'll continue not watching any Fast and Furious movies.
Good.
Oh damn.
Pretty easy.
This one today is something that Kendrick's probably going to have a leg up on. So we're going to do a different little bit of a different style today, where Kendrick's going to answer his answer last, and then we're going to see who was right and who was wrong, and you know whoever wins will be Kendrick. so
you get to become the Kendrick.
I will be the Kendrick now.
And if Kendrick's rocking everybody, we might just combine Kevin and Joe's points and say it was Kevin and Joe versus Kendrick from all.
But watch us still lose. I'm down.
I don't know. Kevin has the same degree as me. Remember,
that's true.
But he hasn't come up with the idea of like making up fake languages for his resume.
That's true. That's all I got.
I wrote a script that does that for me, though.
Shit.
Okay. So if you didn't catch it, today's is real or fake programming languages. And so what the idea is going to be is I'm going to say a programming language. I tell you literally nothing about it, just the name, and you will have to tell me if it's a real programming language or a fake programming language.
Right.
And it's right. And Joe and Kevin both have to answer before I do, right?
That is correct.
Yep.
So you will answer last, and they will answer in whatever order they want to before you do.
All
right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Good luck, everybody.
I'm setting up a score sheet so I can keep track.
I like it. I'm just looking at a picture. I'm still looking at the picture of Fury kicking someone in the balls. His leg is so long.
It's so weirdly long.
Anyway.
Okay, the first one.
That's junk tickler.
Is chicken. Is chicken a real or a fake programming language?
I'm going to say that that's real.
No. I'm going to say it's not.
It's not.
Chicken is a real programming language.
What? Hell yeah!
Oh, God damn it.
What is it?
I'll send you the link to this right now.
Sorry
it's an
for the
esoteric
audio
programming
spike,
language by Torbjorn Sjöldstad, in which chicken is the only valid symbol. A chicken program consists of tokens chicken, blank or slash in. Every line has a number of chickens separated by spaces. The number of chickens corresponds to an opcode,
yeah.
Trailing new lines are significant, as an empty line will produce zero opcode.
Oh shit! Okay,
I have heard.
I feel like I may have heard someone talk about it, but I think I thought it was fake then too.
I read about it on Tumblr.
Did you really?
Yeah, fucking years ago. Oh,
okay.
Damn.
The second one. Okay, maybe we're going. Is that good? Do you guys have any more questions about chicken that I can read off of the Wikipedia entry?
No. Let's
move on.
Let's go.
Next the one. Second one is chef with chicken.
Chef with chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Chef with chicken.
I'm going to say that one is fake. I'm going to say that's not real.
Yeah, I want to agree. I do.
I think it's real because I think you're fucking with me.
It is actually fake, but chef and chicken are real languages, but chef with chicken is not a real language.
Gotcha.
All right, fair enough. Okay. I've used chef.
Okay.
So who said who? I'm sorry. Who said fake there?
I said fake.
Yeah, me too.
Kevin and Joe both said fake. I said got real because I'm trying to gain up points.
Hell yeah.
He's trying to game the game. You can't game the game.
I'm already drunk. What do you want?
Okay. This one I have to. This one is one that I had to. Okay. Okay. Green Hat.
Okay.
Is Green Hat a real or a fake programming language?
Green Hat.
I'm going to say fake.
I want to say real. I feel like this is another one that I heard of in some fucking obscure like Reddit or Tumblr post. I'm going to say real.
Keeping in mind, I did write this on August 1st of last year, so that was the cutoff for the link.
Fair. Yeah. I'm going to say real. It sounds like something people would make as a dumbass scripting language.
As of August 1st, 2021, Green Hat is a fake language.
Yes. Shit.
Nice.
But it sounds
good. I like how it's red hat and black hat and white hat. It's a solid.
That's
another
thing.
Joke.
It's like how I'm pretty sure like white be? Hats one, right? Yeah.
Red hat. Yeah.
I'm sure someone's got green hat. Yeah.
All right. I think this one's gonna be a giveaway, but I just need to say that the name of this one because it makes me laugh. You ready?
Ready. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Urinary except every zero is replaced with the title of this programming language, or alternatively, is replaced with the smallest counterexample to the Goldbach conjecture. Compilers and interpreters only have to implement the former option. Is it real or fake?
I have to say that that's real. They did that to fuck with you. That's got to be a real one.
Wait, like that whole thing was the name?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's probably real. I don't know. It feels like it's too goofy to be fake.
That's 100% real.
It is actually a real language.
I've heard of that one.
I figured.
That's my first point, awkwardly. But here we are.
Too weird.
I saw this on a list, and I was like, "What the fucking fuck?" As someone who's never like understand any of those words, I'm like, "What?" It seems unnecessarily like.
No, that's right up our alley of esoteric mind wank.
Yeah, just like too dumb to be real, but it's real.
Fair enough. All right.
Awesome. For the record, no one writes in these languages. It's just shit that exists.
It's not real.
Are you really?
It's
really?
Kind of real, but it's not
I gotta
real.
Assume somebody writes it. Like they had to write it.
No,
at least
they
once.
They do to like prove a point, but no one's writing the next Facebook ad or
that
something.
One guy.
You know?
That one guy. Just, like he's
someone
over there.
Does a thing as a proof of concept. It's like Esperanto. No one writes in Esperanto.
Gotcha. Kyle was Esperanto
that one
in
guy.
The
list. He's over there.
Not anymore.
Like in Ohio.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not.
He's there.
Anyway, Kyle.
All right.
Hit me with your best shot.
Okay. Okay, so the next language is called YPS or YIPS. YPS.
Oh.
YIPS.
Yes, that is real. I think that one's real. I'm very confident, and now the more that I say that I'm confident, I am less confident, so I'm going to shut up, but I think it's real.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no. It's fake.
I think that one's real.
That is fake. I made that up.
Fuck! No, it sounded so real.
I'm sorry. It's fake as of August 1st.
Yeah, no, you gotta be specific, right?
gotta say the date because now it's.
I don't want.
You just straight up.
There's something similar to that. Okay. There's something similar to that.
Is there one that you base that off of, Kyle? Because I feel like that one was so real in my brain.
Yes, there is one I base that off of, but it's not on this list of stuff because I did the.
Oh,
my only like trick one there was the chicken with chef. That was
gotcha.
My trick one.
Well, what was it? What was it based off of?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't put it on the list because I was
God
like,
damn.
Once I'm done, I'm done. I don't have to think about this anymore.
No, that makes sense. Okay, no, I'm a fool. I look the fool once again.
No, you don't. Okay. All right, so Kevin is killing this, by the way. Like he's fucking
really?
You guys up.
Turns out I'm garbage.
I'm surprised that I got the first couple correct.
Arrogance.
In close second.
Hell yeah.
All right, the next one I have is LISP or Lisp.
That one is real. I'll say that's real.
Yeah,
I've been thinking a long time on that one.
I feel like that's real.
Yep. I feel like it's also more fair if I answer before Kevin does, so I'm not influenced by his knowledge.
As I say, Kevin, you think that one's real?
I feel like it is real, but I also feel like I have the
fucking mind games with you.
I feel like I might have the wrong acronym, possibly, but I feel like it's real. I feel like it's real.
I have the benefit of ignorance.
Kyle, Lisp is 100% real.
It is 100% real.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Lisp.
These are your father's parentheses. They're more civilized weapons, more elegant tire.
Oh man. Like that college course, I can't forget it. It's ingrained in my brain.
That was a rough one, buddy.
It was.
I know nothing about
so
Lisp.
Many parentheses.
The link I put here is just a link to it, like a page that doesn't say anything to do with Lisp.
Okay. Lisp only uses parentheses, and there's no curly braces or anything, so you end up with this thing where you're like, all right, close 8 closing parentheses. What did that do? I don't actually know, but it compiles now. Let's go.
Like, you have to use so many parentheses on each side of it, and you're like, I hope this is right.
So you don't just say A equals B plus C. You say A, open parentheses, B, comma, C, close parentheses. And so it's like A equals add of open parentheses, close parentheses. So everything is a function. Everything is like a traditional mathematical function.
Yeah.
It's batshit cuckoo bananas.
Yeah.
I feel like...
And it is a core language that's been around for like 40 years.
Yep.
That seems weird one. I kind of hate it.
Yeah.
Anywho.
All right.
I hate it.
All right. Next. The next one is hair trigger.
I'm going to say fake. Now that I've said fake, I'm changing. I want to change it.
No,
I'm sticking to my guns. I'm sticking to my guns. It's fake.
Nah, I agree. I think it's fake.
Kendrick?
I think I'm going to have to say that it's real.
It is fake. As of August 1st,
2000. Oh, thank you.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Oh, dang.
If this it means one thing, it means that you could probably come to me to make up a fake language at any time, and it is semi-believable.
I have made a couple of fake-sounding programming languages that I'm not going to mention here, but I have a couple that I've been trying to roll out there.
Awesome.
I actually wanted to make one that I would put on my resume, and then it would have such a crazy name. I guess I'm just laying these cards out. I think I've actually already done it on the podcast, but I want to have a crazy-ass thing that's like Squinkle Spooch or something that's totally nonsense.
Squinkle Spooch!
And then you Google it, and I own all of the websites that reference it. So like I've got like 3 or 4 blogs for $12 a year each, and they all point to a spot where they talk about, oh, Squinkle Spooch is the new hotness.
You've already done it?
Infrastructure as code. Yeah.
Like
I've done some of it. Yeah, no, I have done this. Cool. And what I want to do is build out this whole, like, fucking gaslight Rube Goldberg nonsense where I put it on my resume and people look at it and they're like, oh, it looks like this is a thing. And then they ask me, well, what do you know about Squinkle Spooch? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I've been really interested in Squinkle Spooch. And then, like, make a whole fake social network thing or like a blog where people are talking about it, and then like make a fake project on GitHub where people are like posting their forks and shit about how they're working on it. All of it's me. It's just a spider web of all me. And they're like, oh yeah, Wigglybunch, that's a fork of Squinkle Spooch, and people think it might be more effective, but it doesn't quite have the same community groundswell that Squinkle Spooch has, so it's not really quite taking off. And then just go through all that, and then when they're like, oh cool, that's really interesting, we'd like to implement, they'd be like, yeah, I made it all up. You guys are fucking idiots, I'm leaving.
I'm never working here.
Yeah. You guys are fucking stupid. I would never work for people as goddamn idiotic as you morons. Eat shit and die in a fire. You over there eating the sandwich, fuck off.
Yep.
Fuck yourself. All right.
Anyway, sorry.
The next... No, you're fine. We didn't need to fill up 20 minutes, and I didn't have enough names for that, so...
You're welcome.
The next one is OMG ROFL. Oh my god, Raffle.
I feel like that's actually real. I gotta say that that's real. I think it's real.
I feel like it is real, but I'm gonna say it's fake.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one's real.
Dude, okay, so I was... Yes, it is real. It is an SQL programming language created in 2006. It's this is some of the lines you might see in OMG Raffle. LOL is one. What the fuck? WTF, yes. LOL is like one. Raffle, LOL. LMO, roll. BRB. Yeah. Those are like, yes.
It's a troll language.
I actually remembered now. I read about that one, a Cracked article. They were talking about fucking bizarre languages like that.
I might have sent you that Cracked article.
Yeah. I believe that is true.
X that is Uber Y.
Yeah.
This is dumb. Okay. I gotta stop reading that or I'm gonna just kill myself. The next one is Doge.js. Or if you're so inclined, Doge.js.
Real. Yeah, real. I'm going to say that's real.
Okay.
It's probably fake, but I'm going to say it's real.
Yeah. I would go with fake.
That's Kendrick, fake.
It's fake. Fake.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's fake, and that puts Kevin in the lead. You guys are tied, and it puts Kevin in the lead.
Nah, I knew it was going to be. I didn't actually expect I'd be doing this well. I'm very proud of myself.
I'm losing so badly. I'm actually loving this. This is bringing my fucking ego down a fucking peg.
Oh, shit.
You should write me a letter about this not being a real guild for real.
Yeah.
I gotta let you know about how your stupid game show isn't a real game show. Because a real game show is about...
You have to send this
3:30. Yeah. No, a real game show is about how everybody knows all of the same things, and that is proven mathematically, and it's all a matter of reflexes as to who can respond the fastest. And it's like, that's never been the definition of a game show. What are you talking about? Anyway, Kyle...
All right.
I literally have another monitor up here with two pictures. One is the blade stomp, and the other is the junk kick. And every time I get worked up, I look to my right, and I'm just like, yeah.
It's like you're centering images.
Yeah. It's calming me down. Because what I'm going to do after we're done here, because I have a meeting in an hour, is I'm going to Photoshop that leg of that junk kick, and I'm going to pivot it down and show how, I swear to God, that leg has got to be at least 6 inches longer than his other leg. I'm going to pivot it down. I'm going to make an animated GIF out of it. I'm going to send that out, and you can't unsee it.
Yes.
Kevin.
Oh, God, excited yes. About this. I'm so excited.
Link
this.
It in this
but
episode.
Anyway. Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see All it. Right. Don't worry.
The final real or fake programming language is APL. APL.
Fuck. Where's my coin? It's good heads. Okay, yeah.
I feel like Kendrick knows already.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna say it's real. I'm gonna say APL is a real language.
Yeah. Okay. Shit. Yeah. I gotta go with real.
Okay.
It is real.
It is real. It's based on a book called A Programming Language.
Yay!
But APL. That doesn't mean you win because Kevin also got it right. So Kevin
God
is the winner
damn it.
Of this. Is this real or is this or that?
Is this or that? Yeah. Way to go, Kevin.
Yay, yeah. Kevin.
Joe's in second, and Kendrick's in third.
Woo. What was
the
point?
I lost.
What's the point disparity? I'm curious.
Kevin has 8 points. Joe, you have 7 points, and Kendrick, you have 5 points.
Holy shit! I did so well. I'm so proud of myself.
Very nice.
Cool figure.
I was
guessing like 90% of the time, so just so you know.
Hey, guess what? So was everyone else.
Right. Yeah, right? I mean... To be honest, there were 3 or 4 of those that I definitely knew, and the rest sounded plausible because I feel like I'd heard of them, but, you know, it's tough. It's tough. It really is.
Yeah,
I did a lot of research on this, and a lot of the fake ones were, like you guys said, like Green Hat was based on...
No, that's a good one. Yeah, I really like Green Hat.
Plausible.
Green Hat was gold.
Exactly. Yeah.
Honestly, all of the fake ones you came up with were really compelling.
Yeah.
And
solid
I really appreciate
work,
that.
Kyle.
No,
this is great.
They could have been real, like, easily. They
I mean, you
be.
Literally fooled me, and I'm kind of smart.
Yeah. I've been told that. By you.
By me. Yeah.
Repeatedly. And
well,
unprompted.
That's our episode, everybody. How did you guys do if you followed along and tried to guess at home?
Post your answers below.
Yes.
Post them.
Exactly. And then Kendrick will still owe Gary and fries after this.
Yeah.
I wish he would ask me for them and tell me
he
where
owes
he lives.
So many fries. He owes me a
He won't send me. He too. Won't tell me his address, but and he won't tell me your new address. Otherwise, I'd send you fries.
Me?
No, Kyle. I know where you live. I'll buy you fries.
Okay.
I'll buy you poutine, my friend.
Oh, man, I was talking about that the other day. I was talking to someone about poutine, and they said, that's gross. And I said, what the fuck?
So you're not friends with that person anymore, right?
Yeah, no. They're coworkers, so yeah, I am. But I have to convince them poutine's good. I took it as a challenge.
All right. Well, good night, everybody. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Have a fantastic
top of the morning to
morning
you.
Morning or evening.
No, not that one.
Suit.
Go to sleep.
Shit.
Go to sleep.
Bye.
No sleep.